For all you deplorables out there, I've put together a special Christmas package for just $19.99. It includes my book, What Really Happened, which has been endorsed by President Trump, and a deplorable t-shirt. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Merry Christmas!
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Today is a solemn and sad day. For the third time in a little over a century and a half, the House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the president.
What I meant to say was,
your day of reckoning is coming when an evil wind will blow through your little play world, and I'll be there in all my glory, watching as it all comes clambering down.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We thought this vote was going to happen last night. What happened?
This is the most consequential vote that most members of Congress will ever cast. The American people deserve to see it.
I think between you and me, it's all about the ratings.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
They did not produce a scintilla of evidence to support a charge of impeachment.
I have never in my entire life seen such an unfair, rigged railroad job against the President of the United States.
For Democrats, impeachment is their drug. It is their obsession.
Well, here's to feeling good all the time.
Unchained and unstoppable.
It's going nowhere in the Senate, but I really hope and pray the Senate will not just pick it up and dismiss it. America needs to hear from the witnesses.
We did nothing wrong. So I'll do long or short. I'll do whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't mind a long process because I'd like to see the whistleblower, who's a fraud, to use the power of impeachment on this nonsense is an embarrassment to this country.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I think it was Louie Gohmert, the congressman from Texas, who you just heard in the intro, who said a couple of days ago, well, if Biden ever becomes president by some miracle or some disaster, the Republicans, if they control the House, will be all ready to go. They just have to scratch out the Trump's name and put in Biden's name. And in the case of Biden being bribed or abusing power with Ukraine, they actually have evidence. They have that videotape of him before the Council on Foreign Relations back almost 2 years ago, bragging about how he got the prosecutor fired that was going after his son's employer. And again, congratulations to Hunter Biden. His latest squeeze has got a bun in the oven. Yes, his South African bride, who's 17 years younger than him, who he hooked up with after he dumped the stripper, who's now the mother of one of his children, his fourth child, is she's now pregnant, and she's going to be she's in her second trimester. So that's the latest on the Biden's soap opera. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Now it's time for the Chump Line.
Howie, Cory Booker calling. I was crying tears of rage when they told me my poll numbers weren't good enough to make next debate. Who do they think I am? Deval Patrick?
Well put. Well put. Cory Booker issued a statement on the shootout in Jersey City where the three people were killed in the kosher deli by the members of the Black Israelite Hebrews. And he did not even mention anti-Semitism in his statement. But of course, that was better than Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman from Michigan, who blamed the attack by the Black Israelite Hebrews on white supremacy.
Nancy Pelosi slithering in a tree, HISSING, First comes Adam, then comes Jerry, then comes Donald, and he's really scary.
You know, you ask yourself, could they have picked somewhat more likable figures to chair those hearings? But, you know, you look through those Democrats. I mean, who were they going to put out there? Hank Johnson? Eric Swalwell? Cohen, the guy from Tennessee who says he was a theater major in college? They don't have a deep bench when it comes to people who can relate to anybody in the United States of America. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, saying that we've been deluged with requests to repeat the Howie Carr Matthews Brothers Charity Hour again this year. So we're proud to announce that a week from today, Friday, December 20th, we're teaming up to each give $100 to charities who call in to the show during the last hour. And that's no malarkey.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I never said I'd serve one term, period. The fact is, that was the platform of the Whigs. It was my great hair plugs. Why would I ever need a wig? I mean it.
Remember, he was the candidate who said, give a young man a chance, when he ran against the ancient Republican incumbent in 1972. Caleb Boggs. Caleb Boggs was 63 years old. Now Joe's running for president, and he says there is no substitute for experience. He's 78.
Howie, I know what we could do with Nadler if he wasn't doing what he's doing now. We could fill him with helium and paint Goodyear down his side. Good job for him.
That guy is engaging in fatism. We can't tolerate that here in our woke community.
Hey, Howie, aren't you afraid of being impeached? You're on tape explicitly asking for money in return for one of your deplorable shirts. That's an obvious quid pro quo.
If you send me $19.99 at HowieCarshow.com, click on store, you will get not only a deplorable t-shirt in whatever size, any from medium to XL. You will also get a copy of What Really Happened, the president's favorite book. And I gave him a copy of the book, and then he sent out tweets saying how much he liked the book. That in itself was a quid pro quo.
Coming soon to a theater near you, Washington After Midnight, where nothing gets done because the public doesn't care.
Yeah, it would be nice to have a more precise measure of viewerships for these so-called hearings, you know, because I don't think there was much improvement between midnight last night and 10 o'clock this morning, although that was their plan to increase the viewership.
Nancy Pelosi winning an impeachment vote in the House, it's like winning bingo on the Titanic. We know how the story ends.
Right. Yeah, there's not a lot of suspense. It's not like you're in overtime or extra innings of an athletic game. You know, it's the only question is there going to be a full-blown trial in the Senate to humiliate the Democrats, or is it just going to be a quick motion to dismiss to humiliate the Democrats?
Hey, Biden, this is Fredo. Come on, don't be moving in on my name. You are as incompetent and stupid as me, but don't be moving in on my name. I'll throw you down the stairs.
What does Mukasey think when he talks to Fredo? Michael Mukasey, a really sharp guy, almost as sharp as Bill Barr. He's a former attorney general. Why does he go on with Fredo?
Democrats, we must lower the voting age to 16. The same Democrats. How dare Trump pick on a 16-year-old child?
Has Greta said anything about that again today, Taylor?
How dare you?
Does she also say, she said, we will never forgive you, too? We need more Greta sound cuts, actually. How Dare You is great, but there are other greatest hits that should be in the rotation as well.
We will never forgive you.
That's the one I was thinking of.
The Bidens are like the Columbos of organized crime because they're so dumb? What? What the hell are you talking about? Columbo's the smartest cop that ever lived. Just had a kind of aloof style. He wasn't dumb. Talk about dumb, you dope.
I meant the Columbo crime family in New York City. They were the smallest of the crime families. I'm not referring to Lieutenant Columbo. We all know he was great. Peter Falk in the trench coat. He was, come on, get your Columbo straight.
Article 3 is going to be Mr. Trump was draining the swamp without a permit.
That's right. And he made sport, Article 4, he made sport of the FBI lovebirds and their insurance policy.
That was your last Trump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Leave press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. Saying we've been deluged with requests to repeat the Howie Carr Matthews Brothers Charity Hour again this year. So we're proud to announce that a week from today, Friday, December 20th, we're teaming up to each give $100 to charities who call into the show in the last hour. And that's no malarkey.
Nancy Pelosi winning an impeachment vote in the House, it's like winning bingo on the Titanic. We know how the story ends.
Yeah. 508 says, impeachment has as much suspense as Hillary buying cattle futures. You know, when she got into cattle futures when her husband was the governor of Arkansas, she won 100% of the time. 100%. She said she learned how to bet on cattle futures from reading a column in the Wall Street Journal. That must have been a hell of a column. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Time for today's poll question. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy, but with Roman now it can be. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort of your own home. Just go online. You don't have to have any awkward visits to the physician or to the pharmacy to pick up your prescription if the physician prescribes medication for your malady, which can be easily treated. Everything can be done in privacy. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie for a free online visit and free two-day shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Well, more than six House Democrats vote against impeachment next week.
I'm going to say yes. I think the numbers will pick up a little bit, but it will, of course, pass in the end because if Nancy Pelosi somehow doesn't have the votes, which I don't think will occur, she's not going to bring it to the floor. That would be the ultimate embarrassment.
38% say no.
There
will be six or less.
Six or less. All right. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Dartmouth graduate. I love New England. I love the founders. I was very interested in our colonial history. And I think it's ironic that there was a popular play, I guess it's still very popular on Broadway, called Hamilton, and he's the star of the play. And when the vice president went to see it in New York, they booed him as he was
Vice President Pence.
Mike Pence. But look at the irony here. We have a president who's probably one of the best presidents, and it's not even 3 years, and we've ever had. They want to kill the golden goose that he created. He gets no credit for it. They hope every day at 4 o'clock at the market.
It's not a golden John. It's not a golden goose for the Democrats. They think they thrive when people are dependent on the government because the economy is lousy or because they're just downtrodden because of lousy government policies that don't allow them to flourish as individuals. So that's one reason they're angry about it. By the way, speaking of Alexander Hamilton, he was one of the first Americans that was killed by a Democrat, wasn't he? Aaron Burr, the vice president, shot him down in that duel.
I was born in Newark, same place that Aaron Burr was born, and I've been disgusted with him my whole life when I was a little kid when I found out that he was born there in the same town as me. But anyway, I just wanted to say that how ironic is it that the Democrats in pop culture make a hero out of a guy that is very much like Donald Trump. If it wasn't for Hamilton, I guess we wouldn't have gotten our tax structure right. And, you know, he was conservative, but he was a pragmatist like Trump. He's from New York. He had a checkered past. He was brilliant, but he had a loving wife, but he was a womanizer. But hey, he's very similar to Trump. I think Trump ought to say, hey, if you liked Hamilton, you got to love me.
Hey, if they liked Hamilton was an immigrant. He wasn't born in the United States. You know, he's kind of like Melania Trump. And they hate Melania Trump. She's the only first lady in the last probably century that hasn't been on the cover of every glossy fashion magazine in the United States. And she's the most glamorous first lady we've ever had. And yet they refuse to allow her to be on the cover of the magazine. It's amazing, isn't it?
He was born in the West Indies. He didn't know, I guess, weren't sure who his father was. He was considered a bastard. And he could have been president someday, except in those days, if you were a bastard, you know, forget about it in public life. But very similar to Trump and his ideas and his success. He was a results guy. And here, because the play was written by some Puerto Rican that switched everything around, it's amazing how they love Hamilton, but Hamilton is the former Trump.
Right, I know he was a Federalist, I believe, and he insisted on a strict monetary policy. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. I'm just looking around for a sound cut that we can play. How about let's play Trump cut 27.
So look, we're dealing with a lot of corrupt people. There was nothing done wrong. To use the power of impeachment on this nonsense is an embarrassment to this country.
He's absolutely correct. Yep. Cut 23. Oh, we don't have time. He says, where's the informant? Where's the second whistleblower? The informant. That's a better description of him than a whistleblower. He didn't know what he was talking about. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And it's Friday evening, and you know what time that is.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
Police Blotter Facts Friday. Every Friday at this time, we have a segment or two about the funniest stories from the local law enforcement of the week. And we call it, it can be from your local daily or weekly newspaper. Many papers have a column written actually by the police department. They call it the police log or the police blotter. Could be a standalone story, too. We just ask you to send it to grace@howiecarshow.com. Email it to grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can fax it to us. I don't have the fax number in front of me. Grace, do you have the fax number in front of you?
Funny you should ask. I do. The fax number is 857-284-8864.
And at this time, every Friday evening, we read the funniest ones that we get in the course of the last week. And the two winning entries get a nice gift. What do they get this week, Grace?
They're going to get a copy of your book, What Really Happened. I think everyone needs to know the story of how President Donald Trump got elected, especially now since they're trying to
unelect him.
Exactly, Howie. Thank you. Okay, so these are the runners up, and I have to say these are some pretty solid stories this week. So let's get to it. Disney security guard, PGA Tour golfer, among 124 charged in Florida prostitution sting.
You should see this security guard. This is I sent you this one, didn't I, Grace? Or maybe a lot of people sent it to you.
A lot of people sent me it, but I had a feeling you would have already read this story just because of the cover of the story, which was a man in the nude. I think he was holding some clothes around his privates because he was standing outside in the cold. Anyway, a security guard at Disney World, and a pro golfer, Tommy Gainey.
No, the security guard had no hair and went about three bills.
Yes, that is an accurate description. We're among 124 people busted.
That's
during
how I want my security guards. Bald and heavy.
But not naked, Taylor.
No, not naked.
He was 2 for 3. During a massive undercover prostitution sting in Florida. This was a six-day Operation Santa's Naughty List. That was what it was called. They arrested 46 men seeking the services of prostitutes. And so I have to get into the nitty-gritty here.
Why couldn't it be Operation House of Louse?
Oh, I like that too, Taylor. They might
like House of Mouse.
They might need you there just to give them these names.
Ah, I could be a creative content director.
How about
for
Operation
Disney?
Switches? They used to say that you know, if you were a bad child, you'd get switches in your stocking rather than nice toys and candy.
Oh, I always thought they said coal. Switches must have been before Coal, Howie. What was the first Christmas like, Howie?
Pre-whaling days.
That's what switches were, what they gave, was what Santa gave to bad kids before cola was invented, Grace.
So this is unbelievable, Howie. Tommy Gainey, a married 44-year-old who joined the PGA Tour in 2008, while the Tampa Bay Times identified the naked man as Rodney Davis, a 56-year-old. He was the one who caught Howie's eye. So this is the funny part.
Caught my eye. I mean, I was appalled.
Sure, you were. So this is funny. The undercover cop was saying, come inside and get warm. And then Davis said, oh, I'm warm. You're the only one home? And she said, yes. And then he said, she asked him if he brought money with him. And this is what he says. I do, Davis continued. There's nobody that's going to run out of the corner like a cop or anything like that. She says, no, the undercover cop replied before laughing briefly. And it then cuts to Gainey. This is the golfer, also known as Tommy Two Gloves. Mm-hmm. That's what they call him in the golf world, I guess.
Has he ever had a hole in one, by the way?
Well, he's probably been golfing for a long time, so probably at some point.
That's probably just as well you didn't get that one, Grace.
Yeah, that's okay. Gainey, who has one career PGA Tour win, has won more than $5.6 million throughout his career. And he told the undercover cop that he was there for a charity golf event or maybe one of the prostitutes. He didn't make it. He was a scratch, the story includes. Wow. Tommy Two Gloves. Not looking good for him. All right. The next
security guard, when he was, doing the business, Mickey Mouse popped out and said,
got you now, fella.
Best man found guilty of assaulting bride's family after she tried to get groomed to go to bed. So this story, as someone
where
who's,
was this?
This, I'll let you guess, Howie.
Florida.
I know this is actually in Wales.
Oh, Wales.
Which means yes.
Why am I the first
bridegroom in a thousand generations to come out of the coal mine.
Why am I the first one to have to go to bed on my wedding night? So this guy from Wales, this is the brother. Okay, this is how it went down. The best man, his brother was getting married, obviously, and the wife said, you need to go to bed, you're drunk. And which, you know, probably happens at a lot of weddings. You get overexcited. You probably haven't eaten a lot.
Especially in Wales.
Yeah, exactly. She asked her new husband, Stefan, to go to bed. She believed he had already had too much to drink. This enraged the best man, who reportedly threw punches at her and attempted to drag her down a staircase by her wedding dress.
Good gosh.
Oh, and by the way, at one point he told his own brother that he was no longer a Wilson because he was marrying this girl. He was no longer a Wilson amid his outbursts and yelled that he should have never married the woman. Go into the chapel and we're going to get in a brawl. Okay.
Are you going to give out drink coupons at your wedding, Grace, to prevent this sort of thing from happening?
No, I'm just going to pray. I'm just going to pray to God, you know, that everyone stays in line. I don't think drink coupons are the way to go.
Well, you could just stamp people. Some people, they stamp the wrist, right? You get one, you got to show the wrist, and if you've got one stamp on it, that's it. You're done. Right?
Yeah, Howie, I might just have you kind of keep everyone in line. You know, you can be my drink counter for the night. Make sure no one's getting out of control. So this is an interesting story. Pigeons in tiny cowboy hats are a mystery in Las Vegas. There's two pigeons, Taylor. Actually, Taylor's going to love this story. There's
two pigeons?
There's two pigeons in Las Vegas. They have tiny cowboy hats on their head. And normally you think, what could possibly be wrong with this? There's nothing more adorable than birds in tiny hats.
But I think they were, super glued onto their heads or something?
Yeah, then the animal activists started to notice that these hats were on tight. And there were some feathers missing and these hats were glued on. So they're trying to trap the birds to figure out, you know, whose handprints are on the tiny cowboy hats. They've been flying around Las Vegas. They're the toast of the town.
What does it matter if they're wearing hats? I mean, it's not going to affect their health, is it?
Honestly, they look adorable. And it's probably helping them. It's blocking the sun. They have such an attitude, Howie, these two birds. The way they're walking around Las Vegas, it is like Frank Sinatra is back in biz.
Well, a lot of these animals, if they're altered in any way, they're wearing clothing and they're supposed to be in the wild, they'll get shunned from their pack or their herd. They'll be neglected or bullied by the other animals.
I understand that. As a fashion plate myself, do you know what it's like for me when I wear a crazy new hat? I get shunned from the public. And guess what? It always makes me better in the end. Oh, and by the way, Howie, do you want to know what the birds' names were?
What were their names?
This is from CNN, so it could be fake news. But Cluck
Very
Norris.
Fake news.
Cluck Norris is in the red hat.
Yeah.
And Calamity Jane is in the pink hat. Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane.
They have different colored hats. Somebody went to a lot of trouble to do this.
I know.
Terrible thing.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Where does it end?
How many more, Mr. Speaker? How many more pigeons are forced to wear these silly cowboy hats in Vegas?
Oh, by the way, guys, this wonderful segment, Pigeons and All, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. We thank Piantedosi. If you're out tonight, if you're having a nice bolognese or whatever you're eating, a nice sausage and pepper, grab some Piantedosi bread. It makes the meal, truly.
Grace, there's just been an update on Hunter Biden with his new pregnant wife. He has just reported that his latest hallucination of a barnyard owl flying in front of his car, that the owl was wearing a cowboy hat.
No! A country western owl?
This was in, that's where he saw the owl that flew in front of his car, his rented car, as he was handling the crack pipe. It was in Nevada.
I mean, I'm not a fan of animal cruelty, but this is just adorable. These birds, I swear, Howie, I will send you pictures. They look so fly. Get it? Fly. Anyway, guys, I got a couple more runners up.
Did the barn owl with the cowboy hat, instead of saying who, say y'all?
Taco Bell worker swung machete at drive-thru customer.
Just another normal day at Taco Bell.
A Taco Bell worker in Texas.
Another reason not to go to Taco Bell, in addition to the food.
Yeah, but this is the weird part. Usually it's the customers who are getting out of hand, but this time it was the guy working there. Samuel Batiste Hemet had the deadly weapon, and this guy tried to order food, and he kept repeating himself. Finally, the male customer said,
Can you not hear? The male customer replied to Hemet. You know what Hemet said?
I'll chop your ear off.
Close. He said, why don't you pull up and I will show you what I have for you.
I've worked in fast food industry. Sometimes you have one of those nights.
And that's when the machete came into play. Alleged bingo scheme that helped sister two other people lands Louisiana man behind bars. This guy was quite crafty.
Fixing bingo games?
Yeah. John Cook was busted after cops say he was captured on video manipulating Bonanza Bingo by handpicking the balls he wanted to play.
I got B32.
And then hiding the winner until the right time. Cook won thousands of dollars for three people, including his sister.
What is Bonanza Bingo? I'm used to bingo being done in the basement of Catholic churches. Where? What is this, like at a some kind of bingo hall or what?
I mean, Howie, at the risk of sounding like a flunky reporter, I did not go into what Bonanza Bingo is. I just took the name and ran with it. But Howie, I know that usually we do a lot of runners up on the second segment, but these two stories are unbelievable when we get back. I just need to devote all of the minutes to these two. So on the other side, we will have our two winners.
By the way, Taylor, someone says you're right about the animal shunning. Look what happened to Rudolph.
There's a whole movie
about it. It's a great documentary. Santa Claus is in it and everything.
Yeah, they all made fun of him.
Very mean.
But he went down in history.
It's one of the most popular Christmas songs in history.
Didn't they all regret it? And someday, when these birds need a person to go in disguise, guess who they're going to turn to? They're going to turn to Cluck Norris.
We will be right back with the winners in today's Police Blotter Facts Friday. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Paul, the UPS guy, wants to know what the name of the Hunter Biden owl is. I know the answer, Grace. I can handle this one.
Go ahead.
It's Hal. His full name is Hallucination.
That's good.
Ha, 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 ha.
Limerick guy says this Bonanza Bingo crime in Louisiana sounds kind of B9.
Oh.
Ha, get ha, ha, ha.
Very good. People are on today. All right, you guys ready for the winners?
Let's do it.
All right. This is the most obvious winner. Florida man who was partially eaten by alligator died from meth overdose.
What happened to the alligator when he ingested the meth?
Well, the alligator actually was captured by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, but the necropsy found that Ford's hand and foot were inside the animal. They were not clear why Ford was on the property, but
he was stoned.
At first, Howie, you hear about an alligator attack, you think that that was, I mean, I'm not a detective, but my first thought would be he's killed by an alligator. But that's why they have autopsies, because then they go, wait a second, he was dead before the alligator arrived.
What was it? What was his name?
The man's name?
Yeah.
Michael Ford II.
You know, he was very religious, Mr. Ford.
He was.
He went to a Methodist church.
Oh.
I tried to get double use out of the Methodists.
I see what you did there. Yeah, but really sad story, just crazy.
First of all, why do people who are named the second, why can't they just be juniors?
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he goes by both.
It could be it's named after somebody who's not around anymore, like Joe Kennedy Jr. Was killed in the war, so there couldn't be a Joe Kennedy III. So they made the next Joe Kennedy II, right? I mean,
yes.
I think that happens fairly often.
That's cheating.
That is true.
Hunter Biden has announced the name of his new son. The one by the stripper is Burisma. The new son's name is going to be Noah Malarkey Biden.
Oh, very good.
incorporates a little bit of grandpapa, but also the baby. Okay, so here we go. This is our second winner. This story is insane, okay? Social media influencer gets 14 years behind bars for plot to hijack website domain at gunpoint. Okay.
At gunpoint?
There's a lot that goes into this. A social media influencer known for his controversial content. His name is Rossi Lothario Adams II.
Can you explain
another one? They're both juniors.
Can you explain to me what a social media influencer is? I read it all the time, Grace, but I've never been really totally clear
okay,
on what
so
it is.
Okay, so I'll give you an example off the top of my head. Grace Curley, at @G_Curley. She influences people via her social media.
I think you have to have a blue check mark.
Yeah, it's basically people who make money off of their social media presence. In the case of Rossi Lothario Adams II, also known as Polo.
Pillow?
Polo. Polo.
Polo.
What was the alligator's name, by the way?
The
people are demanding the answers to these questions.
The alligator's name was Bernice. Bernice the alligator.
Bernice.
Yes.
It's an old-fashioned name.
Yeah, well, an old-fashioned gator. Also known as Polo, founded a social media company called
Polo
State Snaps. Okay, so I'm gonna break this down. He was a student at Iowa State University in 2015. His accounts that went across Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter typically showed, you know, like young adults engaging in crude behavior, drunkenness, nudity, whatever. He boasted a combined 1 million followers. A lot of the slogan that people would use in the Snapchat, whatever, was do it for the state. That's what they'd say. Do it for the state.
So meaning Iowa State.
So that, right, Howie. So that prompted Adams to seek out the internet domain doitforthestate.com. in a bid to expand his brand. The 27-year-old influencer made repeated attempts to purchase it, but its owner refused to sell. Now enter his cousin, Sherman Hopkins Jr. Not the second
Sherman
killer.
Hopkins the second.
Sherman.
Unwilling to give up, he requested that his cousin, Sherman Hopkins Jr., break into the domain owner's house and threaten him at gunpoint. He went as far to drive Hopkins, a convicted felon, on a side note, to go to the guy's house to get the domain transferred to his GoDaddy account. And now he's going to be in jail for 14 years.
Was that a quid pro quo? We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.